Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
I guess Toby Edmonds might have a runner in the race as well. Morning, Toby.
Morning, Andrew.
You got a Moyer runner?
Yeah, Hitchin will run in the Moyer. So off the back of that nice run the other day, first up, was a good effort.
I thought it was really strong, mate, considering everything around the race.
Yeah, there's a lot of hype for Nature Strip, obviously, and Shoals. And she's able to split those two, which is a good effort for her first up. You know, she it's good to see she's come back at four. Looks a bit stronger, and to perform at that level first up was really good. She normally she's normally better second up, but to perform like that, we're over the moon.
Yeah, and has she trained on to your eye down there?
Yeah, Trent's down there with her. You know, he's been telling me she's licking the bin and feeling well, and she galloped yesterday, had a light gallop yesterday, not too much, and worked beautiful.
Yeah, fantastic. Gee, you got some awkward barriers to play with there on Saturday, haven't you?
Yeah, I got the Queensland barrier draws this week, unfortunately.
Yes. But, yeah. You going to run them?
Yeah, look, they've got to run. It's not as bad around Caulfield, I suppose. Granny Red Shoes goes back anyway. Winter Bride's got a really awkward draw from the 1200 there, so we'll just have to really study the map hard and see where we can get into the running line somewhere. YPO's got a wide draw, but mightn't be that bad for him. He can miss he's a tad slow away sometimes, so drawing out a bit for him's not so bad. He can muster speed once he gets in the gear. And Silphy's drawn beautifully in one.
Yeah, it has. That's the one that does stand out. Just give us your thoughts on Winter Bride. You obviously have a good opinion. She was placed in the Daybreak Lover earlier this year on that heavy track at the Sunny Coast, but since then she's gone with successive wins in June and July. You've got a good opinion of her?
Yeah, she's really nice filly who's come of age. This preparation, and we just thought it essential she tries to get a little bit more black type. You know, in Melbourne, obviously, it just fits in with the fillies. There's quite a few sprints there for her early in the carnival. So we just thought we'd send her there and see how we went.
Okay. All right, they're the ones on Saturday. You've got runners at Lismore today. It's the big 4X Gold Lismore Cup. It's an open sort of cup. Fair Lightning, your horse is the favourite at $5 at this stage, Toby.
Yeah, she's a restricted horse, so she's come up favourite, which is odd, but she's in good form. Would like it to be a shower to come across the track would be good. She's far more effective when the sting's out of the track. And right now, we're probably not going to get that, although there is a bit forecast for later in the day. So keep an eye on that. And if the weather comes in and the track softens up, she's a really good chance in that race.
And from that draw, just settles just behind whatever pace is going to come across?
Yeah, she should just get a nice run there. She's really strong at the end of the 1800 the other day, and that run's just topped off nicely.
Toby, one of our form analysts, Mick Bennett from Racing and Sports, was on earlier. He's tipped Mystic Moon in race 5, thinking that you might just be able to lead all the way here in this 1,200-metre sprint.
Yep, she's come back in good. She had a brief break where she was off the stud, but didn't quite go. And she trialled up nicely the other day and has galloped well subsequently. So drawn nicely to get a nice run, and she should be she should run really well in that race, you'd think.
Okay, that's race 5, number 9. Toby, good luck today at Lismore and down in Melbourne. I hope they, from those draws, can still run well for you.
Thanks very much.